Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to Friday's episode of the podcast. As you know, Friday's episode is always a Q&A, and this special episode is in collaboration with Indie Supplements, which are a whole food supplement that we absolutely adore. Georgia and I have been taking them for about 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months, I say. Yeah, I feel like you. every time I'm drinking it in the morning, I'm like, oh, bet Zoe's doing this as well.
I mean, if you've been kind of watching clips of the podcast, because obviously we have little bits that we put on socials. Georgia has always got her Indie Boss. There you go. Look, right on cue.
There we go. That's it.
And we're focusing on maternal supplements and nutrition today. And when I met you, Georgia, you didn't really take any supplements, did
No,
you?
I didn't. I've got James who takes every supplement under the sun, and so I kind of go against what he does, so I'll be like, whatever you're doing, I'm not. No, but in all seriousness, I think when I fell pregnant, I started obviously taking like folic acid and all that kind of stuff. But when I didn't have so much time to start like preparing nice meals and all that kind of stuff, I did start thinking, hang on a minute, I need to get these nutrients into me in some way. And actually, this is probably one of the first things I've been consistent with, like the Indie supplements. So I just put the powder in some water in the morning and I drink it. And also the other benefit for me is that it means that I've drunk half a litre of water before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, so it works for me. It's really easy. That's why.
And
like,
as we know, historically, you don't really like it when people tell you to drink a glass of water. I mean, do you remember that very famous parenting expert who was like saying to you, it's 8:30 now, you need to drink a glass of water. And you're like, oh God,
exactly.
I haven't even brushed my teeth yet. But I think there's a lot of myth busting to do, because, you know, we all walk around the supermarket, you know, walk around Holland & Barrett, wherever it is, and kind of see multivitamins and we need to be taking this. And it's all very confusing. And actually, we now kind of understand that certain vitamins do certain things, but what do the other ones do? And are they just there to kind of lure us in and make us buy stuff?
And also, like, some vitamins, like, say for instance, if you go on Space NK's website, like those premium sites, they can be really expensive, and you think, well, what are they doing better than the ones that you can pick up in the supermarket? Are they all the same, like just dressed up in different packaging? You know, it's actually really confusing. Unless you really know what you're doing and what you're lacking in, it is a minefield. And I guess as well, anyone listening to this, if you're a parent already or you're soon to be parent, we are trying to make ourselves feel good so that we can look after our kids or grow children or have as much energy as possible so that we can live our lives in the way that we want to.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big thing, isn't it? Especially energy, you know, new parents, new mums, we're absolutely shattered. I'm not even a new mum and I'm just exhausted all the time. If someone says to me, here's a magic pill, it's going to make you feel less tired, I'm like, okay, give it to me. So we really wanted to get somebody on the podcast today that could answer your questions around supplements, things to take during pregnancy, sleep, you know, the kind of the understanding about things that you can buy on the high street versus, you know, specialist things that you can buy online. So we really thought we've got to get an expert in here, because let's be honest, George and I,
oh,
It ain't our field. But you do need to keep listening, because at the end of the episode, there is a special Made by Mamas discount code for indie supplements that you don't want to miss. So let's just get on with the chat, because we had a massive conversation. You sent in your questions, hundreds of questions. We tried to get through as many as possible. We are so excited. So let's get on with the chat, because we have been joined by the amazing Dr. Federica Amati of Indie to answer all of those questions that you sent in on nutrition and supplements. Let's go. So we are so excited to be joined on the podcast today by, I mean, I don't even think I know how to say all of the things that she's achieved in her life. The incredible Dr. Federica, as well as being Indie's chief scientist, Federica is also a nutritionist. She has got two masters and a PhD in clinical medicine research. See, there we go. I mean, what is it? What even is that, George? We can't think of anyone more qualified to help us answer your questions today. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Federica.
I am personally so excited about this chat, because since I met Zoe, and actually my husband, who we call Judgy James, are both supplement nuts. Like, I mean, I think, I don't know how many supplements are in our medicine cabinet, and Zoe basically rattles when she walks. So I am personally really excited, because I feel the peer pressure to take everything, but I really haven't got a clue what, you know, what I'm supposed to be taking. Like, do, you know, do supplements even work? Like, I've got so many questions for you. But it would be good just to kick off with a little insight into, like, which supplements work, like, where should we be buying them from, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's such a big topic, and it's really personal to a lot of people, because there are people who literally swear by what they take, and they're like, it's 100% helping me. So, you know, it's a kind of difficult topic, but there's definitely some evidence. And actually, the past 3 years during COVID, supplement industry grew a ton. And so there was a lot more research done into seeing if these actually helped. So do they work is a big question. It really depends. Like with supplements, we are including so many different things. There's vitamin supplements, which are just the extracted vitamin, that they're sometimes synthetic. Then there's like protein supplements, which probably your husband is not taking. And there's also things that are like more herbal supplements. So there's such a variety of things that are included in that bracket. There's certainly some things that we do know work. And one of them, which is really well known and not doubted, is folic acid for pregnancy. So if you're trying to conceive or you think you're pregnant, take folic acid as soon as possible. So even before you conceive, taking folic acid is a really good idea.
Yeah.
We know it reduces the risk of spina bifida, and there's no debate there, right? But then a lot of other supplements, there's huge debate. And now there was a seminal piece of research published in JAMA, which is a really like well-respected journal, which did like a big review of all the studies for multivitamin supplementation. And they basically concluded that multivitamin supplementation doesn't decrease your risk of cancer or death or cardiovascular disease. So it's like this, there's a big bunch of like scientists and doctors who think that supplementing basically just results in expensive wee. And some recent research does suggest that the majority of multivitamin supplements and supplements that you kind of buy ad hoc that don't have a target, they just probably are just contributing to you, you know, peeing down the loo, quite expensive pee, because they're not addressing an issue. A similar thing was found in Nature. They published a big review on vitamin D, which is so controversial. Vitamin D is probably the one that gets the most airtime in terms of
controversy. Yes, vitamin D gets a lot of chat, doesn't it?
It does. And they basically concluded in this paper, which, you know, was really well conducted, they basically said, no, vitamin D supplementation, if you're not vitamin D deficient, is actually pointless. It doesn't do anything.
And are we sure that we believe this, like, is that gospel? Because obviously we know, I'm always of the ilk that if it makes you feel better, even if it is a placebo, if it makes you feel good and you know that you're taking it you know, every single day, and it's a religious thing that you do and you can see the benefits, then who's to tell you that it doesn't work?
You're completely right, Zoe. Like, the placebo effect is really powerful, to the point that now there's a really interesting study. They're doing an actual clinical trial giving people placebo for long-term conditions. And they tell them, we're giving you a placebo pill, you know that, right? And they still have immeasurable benefits to their health. So there's placebo medicine is another topic for another day, but it's powerful. Yeah.
Basically, you're saying that there's no point in going out and taking a multivitamin because you don't know what you need. You don't know what you're deficient in.
And it's very unlikely to help with it.
So where do you go to find out what you need?
Yeah, so you can get like a full screen of your vitamin and mineral status with an expensive blood test, right? You can do that. I think that I'm kind of the mentality that unless you're presenting with something that you think is off, so I think we are the best, we know ourselves better than anyone. So unless you think, oh gosh, I'm feeling a bit off, I'm feeling tired, my periods have changed, or, you know, my skin's changed, something's not right, then you kind of go to somebody who's, you can go to a nutritionist or a doctor. You may have a good GP. You may have somebody who you already know. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be like traditional medical practice, traditional Chinese medicine specialists, herbalists. They all have, you know, if you find a good one, they are all
yes.
able to find, to help you find what's missing. The thing is, more often than not, it's not just one thing. Okay.
No.
Mm. More often than not, when people aren't feeling their best, when you go and look at their dietary history, they're probably, like a lot of the time, they're lacking food. And they're not eating enough food that's actually helping sustain their health.
Yeah, well, that leads me kind of on to kind of thinking about the sort of five a day message that we've been fed everywhere. Is that still relevant now?
So I think five a day was a message that was supposed to be like easy to adapt or adopt into your lifestyle, sorry. Nowadays, the research we have, and there's more research to be done on this because it was one really big seminal piece of research called the American Gut Health Project that looked at, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And they found that actually eating 30 different plants a week is much more relevant to good health than five a day. So that sounds like a lot. When I say 30 plants a week, people are like, okay, bye. Like, I'm not doing that. But actually that includes nuts, seeds, herbs, spices. It includes plants, any plant. So even if you're just adding basil to your tomato sauce, it all adds up. And it's actually, you know, not that difficult to do once you start adding food in. So, but just adding nuts, adding seeds, adding herbs and spices, and then adding some new vegetables that you wouldn't typically eat. And I think this ties in really nicely with eating seasonally. If you actually try to eat seasonally, you're likely to try one or two new plants at least every week.
Yeah, every week.
Okay, let's get into the questions because there's so many, Frederica. We've got to crack on. So this is from Abby. What supplements are a must for tired mums? And then a kind of, you know, follow on from that, help with energy, feeling tired in the afternoon. They're all kind of on the same ilk.
It depends on your own personal health. But sometimes when you're feeling really exhausted, the thing that can help is vitamin B. Now, we make vitamin B in our guts. So we have microbes that make vitamin B in our guts for us. So really, actually, if you're feeling really exhausted, a good probiotic supplement can help in the long term. So if you're thinking, I'm going to be tired for 3 months here, so I want something that can help me in the long term, taking a good probiotic supplement, or if you enjoy kefir, sauerkraut, or kombucha, so having fermented foods, they're natural probiotics. So if we can just have a little bit of that every day, in the long term, that will help your vitamin D, B12 production in the gut. And then if you combine green vegetables every day, just a little bit every day, that's where your folate comes from, your B6. So the B vitamins are really associated with energy and ideally from food. If you're not able to get them from food, then there's actually a vitamin B complex in Indy's body supplement, which is the one that you guys have been trying. And it's that has, so that can really help with energy levels as well and contains the fiber and the probiotic to help the longer term energy too.
Right. Amazing. Actually, this is linked to sleep. I think a lot of people find getting to sleep, staying asleep, particularly during pregnancy and after birth, really difficult. Are there any supplements we can take to help us drift off?
Here, herbal medicine really comes into its play, actually. So chamomile, well known to like aid going to sleep. Valerian root is well researched for sleep as well. And then generally speaking, when we're, especially new mums, so really young babies, our cortisol levels are quite high just from lack of sleep and being alert and all of that. So anything that can help reduce cortisol levels and reduce that stress. So of course, there's some things we can do such as mindfulness meditations and yoga nidra. I mean, yoga nidra is a game changer for mothers. There's been clinical trials to look at how it improves maternal well-being.
What is it?
Yoga nidra.
So it's yoga nidra.
It's a type of yoga where you get guided through a relaxation and you can find them for free online. They're 10 minutes or 12, sometimes 20, depends how much time you have. And it's been clinically proven to help improve exhaustion in new mothers. So it's really interesting. That's obviously a practice as opposed to a supplement. But if you are looking, again, for something to help you fall asleep and stay asleep, Indy Do Rest, so a dropper, which actually has valerian root, ashwagandha, and chamomile in it. And those, that combination is you know, they're proven ingredients to help fall asleep and better quality of sleep once you fall asleep as well.
Is there anything to help with bad PCOS symptoms since having a miscarriage? I'm still trying for a baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear that. Losing a baby is so difficult. And PCOS is such a complex disorder and syndrome, really. So it covers so many systems in the body. It's a really interesting one because really there's no evidence to support any one supplement for PCOS. The best way to help women with PCOS is to help them keep insulin levels really steady throughout their day. So in women with PCOS, they have something called insulin resistance, but at the same time, they produce too much insulin. So what happens is that they're much more likely to develop things like acne. They're more likely to suffer with obesity, type 2 diabetes, and they obviously produce more androgens than normally happens in females. And it's that androgen production that causes the eggs to not mature and to sort of create lots of follicles, but that don't actually release any eggs. So it's a really, really complicated syndrome. It's not a supplement, but metformin is a drug which helps to regulate insulin. It's used in diabetics. And that has been shown to help, but obviously that's not something you can just get over the counter. So actually the best advice I can give for PCOS is to change diet to reduce carb load and reduce insulin secretion. So if you are somebody who's struggling with PCOS, just really focusing on eating a lot of whole plants, nuts and seeds, and really reducing processed carbohydrates. So white rice, white pasta, white bread as well. Just really, you can do without them, if I'm honest. You're much better off enjoying barley. If you like bread, then going for a really dark rye sourdough makes all the difference to your glucose, blood glucose spikes. And that's the best way to support somebody with PCOS, as opposed to, you know, telling them to not, you know, take this one supplement. You're more likely to benefit loads by doing those dietary changes and exercise.
Do you know what? It's so interesting that you say that, because obviously we don't have any white like processed white foods in the house. We just don't, like, I just don't eat them. I can't eat gluten anyway. But on the odd chance that I'm at work and they're like, oh, you know, we do the breakfast show, they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, I have a brioche and I'll put some bacon in it. I'm literally craving sugar. It sets me off from like 7 o'clock in the morning when I'm eating it. And I'm like, right, I want more carbs. I want more sugar. I can feel myself. It's just so,
is that because of the insulin spike? So then you calm down and you want it back up again.
Yeah. So the way metabolism works is when you eat something that's really quick release. So it's not about really sugary, because listen, carbohydrates are essential and they're contained in everything. But if you eat something that's like a brioche bun, where there's no fiber, there's nothing to slow down the carbohydrate absorption, it gets to your small intestine and it just goes into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
And so your blood glucose levels go right up, like really right up. And your insulin's like, oh my God, shoots up as well to clear that blood glucose. Now, say you've had that brioche and then you're sitting down for an hour, your muscles aren't burning any of that blood glucose off. So your insulin's having to do all of the work to clear the blood glucose out of your blood. And it's doing that so well in your case, Zoe, that your blood glucose is actually going woof, right, like into hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I need some more sugar before I pass out.
Yeah.
So one of the big pieces of work around metabolism, which Zoe is doing, so the Zoe nutrition study, they're looking at how...
I was going to say that's not me. There's someone far more clever than I am. Yeah, go ahead.
So they've like patterned this for different people, and they've shown that it's so individual. So they've actually, originally they looked at twins, and they saw that twins had completely different responses. So identical twins had completely different responses to the same amount of sugar and fat, for example.
Wow.
And so it's really individual to you, and it changes with age, it changes with what your normal activity levels are as well. And it completely impacts. So those people that have really sweet breakfasts, so like cereal for breakfast, jam and toast. How many people do that? It's so common, isn't it? You're basically setting your whole metabolism up to then be doing a wild roller coaster ride for the rest of the day, because you'll be going, woohoo! And so then you're just hungry for the whole day. And you're like, why am I so hungry all the time and tired? Because you get so tired when you get hypoglycemic.
So interesting, so isn't it, George? It's my blood. And then you only have to look at the kids, even though this podcast is about us and not the kids, but you only have to look at the kids and what happens to them if you do give them like a treat of like sugar, whatever it is. Kit is a monster, and it's not his fault. It's my fault, because I've gone, yeah, okay, you can have that ice cream. He cannot control his buzz. He goes up, 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 up in the restaurant, and then he just crashed on Sunday night. And It was a horror show. And that was because of his sugar. And I felt awful about it. He really doesn't respond well to it.
It's about how you eat it. So if you're having a full meal before that sugar, if you've had your vegetables, you've had some chicken, you've had some, you know, maybe you've had a bit of barley, or ideally barley is the best grain, right? Or some sort of like maybe spelt pasta, something whole grain. And then you have your dessert. By the time your sugar is absorbed into your bloodstream, your stomach and your small intestine are already busy
doing the other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's much slower absorption into your bloodstream, a much bigger peak. So what I always say to people, like people come and see me and they're like, oh, can I never eat, you know, my biscuit again? I'm like, no, of course not. That's not sustainable.
No, not realistic.
Have it as a dessert. So actually having your sweet food as a dessert is a good idea. Having it as a snack by itself in the middle of the day when your stomach is empty is much worse for you. Even if it's the same food, it has a much worse impact on your metabolism than having it after a meal.
Georgia,
every day
in
school day when Frederica's around.
Wow. We'll be right back after this short break.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Best supplements for third trimester to promote breastfeeding. We had quite a few questions around this subject.
Yeah, around supporting breastfeeding.
The best way to support breastfeeding is actually oxytocin release, right? So before you give birth, making sure that you're eating enough protein in your diet for yourself and for the baby, but not protein supplementation. Protein supplementation is actually dangerous in pregnancy, so please don't do that. So eating nuts, again, nuts and seeds, you'll hear me say that a lot today, but eggs, fish, oily fish, avoiding the larger fish in pregnancy because of the mercury content, but also like cheeses, full fat yogurt, full fat milk, if you drink that. All of that in the third trimester is great. I think by the third trimester, the baby's organs are fully formed and the baby's just putting on weight for coming out into the world and having those lovely rolls that we squidge when they come out. So it's just about supporting actually yourself as well as the baby for the birth. So ensuring you're eating iron-rich foods in case we all have some blood loss during birth. So iron-rich food to make sure you're not anemic. That's actually a big risk factor in pregnancy. If you're anemic towards the third trimester, it can make it difficult to recover from birth. So lots of iron-rich foods. Supplementing iron is not a great idea because it'll make you feel sick and constipated. So if you can get it from your food and you're able to absorb that efficiently, it's much better to get it from your food.
Well, I think, did you take fenugreek? Did you take it for breastfeeding?
I didn't, but I feel like we did speak about it.
Oh, it was just me then that took it.
I've heard that it's meant to be really good.
Yeah, it falls into like the herbal remedy.
The
trials around fenugreek show that it doesn't have a significant effect on milk output. But, you know, this is one of those things where it's not going to be harmful for your baby. It's a herb essentially. And if it helps you to feel like you're going to be able to produce more milk, that's helpful, because what's been definitely shown in trials to work in women who are breastfeeding is if they can relax. So the problem with oxytocin and prolactin is that their biggest enemy is cortisol and adrenaline. Right. And if you think about breastfeeding, it's quite stressful. So when I was talking about supporting women to breastfeed, it's really about creating these spaces where they can relax while they're breastfeeding. It makes a huge, huge difference to your ability to breastfeed and your milk output if you're actually not on alert. So if fenugreek makes you feel relaxed because you've taken something to help, more power to you. Like, please do that. Yeah. But in terms of actual what's proven to have a really big impact, apart from hydration, obviously, if even in mothers who are quite malnourished, they will still produce milk for baby. It's quite interesting. But of course, the vitamins contained in your milk and the level of like fatty acids does depend on maternal nutritional status. So we want to be well nourished ourselves. Remember to eat. With my first child, I remember I just forgot to eat for myself, and it was a disaster. Like, I was not drinking enough, not eating enough, and got ill quite quickly. So please remember to eat and drink for yourself, and that will help you to sustain the production of milk. And then try to relax, try to find a space that's safe, especially those first few weeks when you have to establish your milk supply. The best way to establish milk supply is to breastfeed nonstop. So it is a feedback mechanism. That's how it works. The more baby feeds, the more milk you make. Simple as that. Right. So having the time, being prepared that it will be a full-time job for those first few weeks. I think I remember when I went into it the first time, I just felt like no one had warned me that it was going to take up all of my day.
Yeah, that you'd be sitting down all day. Like, that's what I couldn't cope with. What about like hormones? There's a question here. Like, what supplements and or diet do you recommend for balancing hormones? There's someone else here. I've had super heavy periods since having twins. Is there anything I can take to help balance things out?
Unfortunately, it's common for periods to get heavier after birth as well. So balancing hormones out is, there's a few things we can do. So first of all, there's actually a part of the microbiome called the estrabolome, which is in our gut microbes, our gut bugs, there's a whole population of them, which is designed to help women with estrogen levels. So it produces enzymes that help to free estrogens back into our system when they're needed. And it does all sorts of wonderful things. So that's one way of supporting that balance, is to feed those guys. And they really thrive on very fiber-rich, colorful plants. So we're talking berries, we're talking beetroot, things that are, you know, red or purple. So including those in your diet can really help with symptoms associated with hormones. The other thing to say, though, is that when you're postpartum, your hormones do take some time to rebalance, and it can take months, and it is a process. So whilst we can't like make them stop, we can't make that rebalancing stop. What we can do is support our bodies to become more resilient in the face of the changes. So yeah, you can definitely do that with diet. A lot of fiber, a lot of colorful fruits and plants. So polyphenols, which is what makes our fruits and plants colorful. They're really helpful for that. And they reduce inflammation. So they reduce the symptoms that are associated with pain, headaches, brain fog and those sorts of things, as well as supporting hair strength as well. So with, you know, postpartum hair loss is such a big deal. It's so terrible. I mean, I looked like I was going slightly bald after my first one. And
I reckon I lost half of my head of hair. I genuinely reckon, like, I've had to have it all clipped in and like sewn in, because I just couldn't bear it any longer. Just the feeling of just having the thinnest, the breakage, not being able to grow it. I mean, it was just awful, and it was just coming out in tufts. I had all these tufts around my head, and it was hell. So many people message us about that, don't they, George?
Yeah,
they do. You've managed to hang on to yours.
You say that, but my hair's definitely thinner now than it was.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I get asked that a lot as well. Like, what can I take? And it's difficult because we can't do anything to stop the hair falling out, because it's just hormone change. So it's like you can't hold on to the follicles that are going to perish. But what we can do is support the new hair that's going to come through, you know, the beautiful baby hair that gives you.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
We want to make sure that grows as quickly as possible, and we want to make sure it's as strong as possible when it comes back. And for that, having enough protein in your diet, we know that hair is just keratin, it's just a protein. So if you're not eating enough protein in your diet, you're not going to have strong hair. Like, taking these supplements that are marketed, I'm a bit angry about this, that are marketed to hair loss postnatally, that have zero evidence. And often when you look at the ingredients, there's hardly anything in them. I think that's just money making. And I think it's really mean to target women postnatally, because we're so vulnerable in that postnatal period.
Yeah.
So I would stay clear of those possibly.
So should we be looking, like, when we're buying supplements, especially, you know, like you say, oh, we need to try and have 30 plants in our diet. If we think, God, we can't do that, but should we be looking for like whole food supplements? So it's almost like you can get 10 of or 15 or whatever of those plants in a drink or in a something. Is that okay to do?
I think the future of supplementation is going towards whole food supplementation and probiotic. So supplementing your food with food as opposed to, you know, synthetic.
Sorry, supplementing your supplements with food, do you mean?
No, I mean supplementing your food with food supplements, herbal extracts. I think there's definitely a space in there for that because that's really high polyphenols. But there's also a space for, as you said, having these supplements that are made from plants. And again, we're going back to Indie Body, which is 15 different plants, 5 grams of fiber in there. Now, we know that fiber supplementation is really good for us. There's loads of clinical trials to prove that. And historically, like our grandmas used to take maybe psyllium husk, you know, they used to take like the one type of fiber in their supplement. Well, now we have like 15 different types and 5 grams in one sachet. So things like that, when you're on the go, when you know you're not going to sit down and have a beautiful salad with radishes, beetroot, walnuts and carrots for lunch, when you, those days, having something like that to hand.
I mean, I absolutely swear by making a green juice in the morning. I do it every single morning without fail. And I put all of the supplements, like obviously we've been using Indie, I've been putting that in. And then I just like, I've just got, you know, spinach, celery, all the berries, a banana. I put my collagen in there as well. And then I know that it doesn't, you know, I try and eat, obviously I'll eat healthy for the rest of the day. I blend everything up together and I make it into a smoothie and then I drink it and that, and it sorts me out with my digestion as well. I suffer really badly from constipation and it just literally, if I skip a couple of days of not having it, I get all bunged up again. But the minute I'm regular with it, I'm regular.
That's perfect because you're actually, by juicing is different because you remove all the fiber, which makes me go, no.
Oh, I'm not juicing, I'm blending. Yeah. With some water, yeah.
All the fiber, all the polyphenols, all the different chemicals that are in these plants that are good for us. Going straight in, sorting out. And your second insurance policy, you're like, right, I've done this morning.
Yeah.
If the rest of the day, all I manage is a cracker.
Exactly. It's literally like having a quickie. It's like, you know what? It's done for the week. No, I'm joking.
It's out of the way. No, but in all seriousness, that's a good solution, isn't it? For like, parents, but just busy people in general. Yeah. If you're pregnant, like it is a really good solution.
We can talk about this till I'm blue in the face. Like, this is what we should be doing, and it's really proven to help, and it's amazing. But when you work, and this is why I love working as a nutritionist with people, because you know they're like, yeah, but in practice, you know, what can we do to help ourselves? And so, something like Indie Body, just to have when you just know that that's the day you're going to have, and having mixed nuts as a snack in your handbag.
Oh, yeah, emergency nuts.
Those two things, and an apple maybe, if you like an apple. Those two things are just enough to make, actually will make a difference to your week if that is your backup. Because if that's your backup, instead of like a random frappuccino or, you know, a bar that you bought in the supermarket that's got loads of sugar and is made in a factory and it's not great for you, you're not going to feel as good.
No. Dr. Frederica, thank you so much for coming on. It's been so insightful. Really amazing, right, George?
Oh my gosh. I've learned so much. I really, really have. And yeah, I actually think I might go and get one of those deficiency tests just so that I know where I am.
Yeah, and now we've got Dr. Frederica on speed dial now.
Exactly.
So before we say goodbye to you, obviously we couldn't get through all of the questions. There were so many. But Frederica, where can people find you?
So I do have an Instagram handle, dr.fed.amati, which you can find on Instagram. And I do have a website if you want to find out more about me there as well, which is federicaamati.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon again.
I feel like I've learned so much today. Don't you?
So do I. And I'm going to be really careful now with what I take.
Yeah.
And actually, do you know what? I am genuinely going to go and have one of those tests done because I'd just be really interested to know what I'm lacking in, what I could do with a bit more of. And then I'll just feel like superhuman, I think.
Sleep and holidays,
no? That's what I need. Exactly. Diagnosis.
I loved it. I thought the placebo chat was actually quite interesting as well.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Like they were doing trials in it and they were telling the patients, you know, this is a placebo pill, right? And they were still being like, yeah, no, I know it's placebo, but I actually feel great.
That is, mind. I know, the power of the mind. It's and that's the thing, isn't it? With so many of these things, if it makes you feel better and you think you're seeing the difference, it's like collagen. I think it makes a difference, but I think the studies say there's no concrete evidence. But
no.
If you, it's I did, yeah, who knows?
If it works, it works. Also, there were loads of questions sent in around nutrition and supplements for kids, for our children, which we didn't get to because we really wanted to concentrate on the parent on this episode. Yeah. So we will make sure that we do another episode on that as well, just to kind of tick that box for you.
And if you want to find out more about Indie, you can head to their website, which is www.indiesupplements.com, or you can find them on socials at Indie Supplements. And they're also stocked at Selfridges on Oxford Street if you're in London.
Yes, and this is very exciting as well. You can get 15% off across the entire range for new customers. All you need to do, write this down, is in the code MAMMA15. That's MAMMA15 at the checkout. By the way, that's not valid in conjunction with any other offers or subscriptions. We just want to point that out. And they also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee as well. So if you're not completely satisfied, you can get a full refund.
That's brilliant.
Love that. As always, we would love you to rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow.
Yeah, and if you have got any topics you'd like us to cover, then please do drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMummers and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.